this is Grimoire Goddess. Today we're going to be talking about an Incan legend and how it relates to today. So, you all know that there is, or most of you probably know, that there is like a spiritual divide where there are people who are on the third or fourth plane, and then there are people who are on the fourth, fifth, sixth dimensional planes at different times. And I feel like this relates to that a lot. And definitely in general, people in the past were way more spiritually connected. So we're just going to be talking about that. The legend says from 1490 and 500 years after, the eagle would become so powerful it would wipe out the condor, which is, I believe, a type of bird. But that beginning in 1990, the possibility would come that the eagle and condor would come together and exchange knowledge, eliminating the one way of thinking of each other. Some say it represents human society dividing into two paths. The eagle is considered the path of the rational and material and masculine aspects of humanity. The path of the condor is the intuitive, heartfelt, and feminine aspect. Metaphor of the 500-year oppression can be compared to indigenous peoples all over the world. So what I think that means is definitely that the natural form of spirituality has definitely been oppressed, as well as the peoples who have created it. I just think that if we all connect to our spirituality in whatever form it is, or explore spirituality, like pagan and natural, like earth-related spiritualities, we'll all just be more connected to nature and becoming countries that actually care about the planet would be very amazing for Mother Earth right now. So I just think that that legend definitely does apply to today. And it says, beginning in 1990, the possibility would come that the eagle and condor could come together and exchange knowledge, eliminating the one way of thinking of each other. So in 1990, that is around the time, well, I think before, because I believe it was, don't quote me, but I believe it was 1996 that schools on reservations were closed, which, if you want to even call them schools, they really were not. In my opinion, but the 1990s, definitely New Age spirituality became a very big thing. And I mean, New Age spirituality is not traditional indigenous spirituality, but it's like an adaptation of that. But also New Age spirituality did include traditional indigenous spiritualities. And personally, I do practice, like, Lakota teachings and Oglala Sioux teachings. Like, I have applied them to my life, and I believe them to be true. And they are open practices. There are certain practices that are not open in indigenous spiritualities, but for the most part, at least Native American spiritualities are open practices. Although you have to, like, take into account that they are not all one. They are different, but very similar in different ways. But, yeah, I think that, also, there is, the fact that because these spiritualities are open, it doesn't mean you should just, like, jump right in, but it also does mean that anyone can practice. And I feel that there is this thing called Black Elk's Vision, which I will probably talk about in another episode, but it says that one day all races, all nations will be connected by the Great Spirit. And I'm not trying to preach, but I'm just saying, like, indigenous spirituality is very healing to the earth. in the way that it cares about the earth. If you think about Christianity, all it has really done is destroy the earth and its people. No hate to Christians of this day, I guess, but I mean, I can definitely hate on Christians that have passed, done these things in the past. And so if you think about, like, all religions in general, I mean, people will say they are cults. And I mean, maybe they are, because maybe cults, you know, are all religions. Like Christianity, like anything really. And they just become so large that there's not really anything anyone can say about it, because they would at that point become an army. And if they stay small, if these cults or religions stay small, then they are not valid in society's eyes. They are just like a small niche. If they're like practiced by a group of people culturally, mostly, it can stay present. But if it's, what I'm saying is, like, if it's like a new religion based off another religion, it's automatically called a cult by society. But isn't that what every religion ever has been? So what I see that as, through the government, through society's eyes, is that they are definitely, like, limiting people in a way. And cult, like, thinking is dangerous. Like, legitimate cults, like, that kill people or, like, intend to harm people or, like, change the way that they think completely is not good. But I'm just saying, in general, if people wanted to form a large spirituality, or like a group of people living in the same area wanted to follow the same spirituality, like, it would become something where the government would be so, like, unhappy about it that they would literally just, like, arrest those people. And I don't know. I think that that's really interesting. But back to the main topic, the eagle is considered the path of the rational and material and masculine aspects of humanity. The path of the condor is the intuitive, heartfelt, and feminine aspect. So the condor represents the intuitive, the heartfelt, the feminine aspect. Those aspects have to do with shamanic healing, or shamanic healing, or just like natural healing in general, like, which it is not actually even called shamanic healing. It is called like something else. Shaman is a word that was created by colonizers. So it's just like healing in general, spiritual healing. And the eagle is the path of the rational and material and masculine. The masculine, not the divine masculine, but the masculine, is what builds factories, what destroys the earth. Because the masculine, not the divine masculine, but the masculine, is the rational and material of this world. And the rational and material, you cannot argue with that, but you can really only let it run its course. And basically, the material, it cares more about things that have been created by itself rather than that has been created by immortal consciousness that has created our immortal consciousness. So I find it interesting to see that in the 1990s, in this Incan legend, it believed that after the 500 years passed from 1490, which 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And in that time, obviously, indigenous peoples all over the world did become oppressed, all over the world, even in the Caribbean. So after that, they believed in 1990, the possibility would come that the eagle and condor, those energies, because each animal has an omen in different indigenous belief systems. So the eagle and the condor, whereas they would have different meanings, in Native American, like, spirituality, like, the omens would mean different things, like, the eagle would be the eye of God. The eagle to the Incans was a bad omen, for whatever reason. It just represented, the material, the masculine, and the condor to them was, like, more of the feminine and intuitive. So, they believed that these would come together and exchange knowledge, eliminating the one way of thinking of each other. That, like, for those who think rationally, and that, like, even, like, atheism and, like, material worldly possessions are better than the earth, and people who believe, like, in maybe, like, solipsism, that they are only real, and just, like, all those kinds of ways of thinking that are so against the earth and so against immortal consciousness, in a sense that we are more than just a body, that that would come together with those who think more of the earth and more of, like, we need to appreciate it and we need to heal it and we need to heal ourselves to heal the earth. Those people would come together and their belief systems would maybe, like, become interchangeable, and that they would share them. So even for me, I feel like I believe in a lot of those different things. Like, sometimes I believe maybe that this could be a simulation, but I also believe that the earth is a beautiful, beautiful thing that we need to save. And it could even be an organic simulation, you never know. But it's just what you believe. And these belief systems have hurt us in the past with, like, Christianity, and, like, the Christians coming from different areas of the world to colonize. This way of thinking, like, against each other, has definitely hurt us in the past. So if we can all come together and appreciate each other and appreciate each other's spiritualities, we can learn from this Incan legend that we are all the same. And thank you for listening. This has been Grimoire Goddess. Bye.